Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Brainstorm, where we share our thoughts and ideas about various topics. Today, we'll be diving into a timeless classic, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a movie adapted from a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel written by an American author, Harper Lee. Not only is it a masterpiece, but it also talks about the saddening story of racism that can be found in America. Without further ado, let's invite our two amazing guests, Deva and Anna.
Hello, thanks for inviting us here today, Kalila. We are very delighted to talk to you about this amazing film.
Yes.
Thank you, Kalila, for inviting us. First off, I'd like to talk about the film's use of camera shots and strategies, because it was actually very amusing. From like long wide shots of the town setting Maycomb to intimate close-ups during crucial moments, and every frame was made to invoke emotions to the audience and bring interest to the movie. And you know, it's tough to actually watch this movie. Like, there's heavy stuff that is shown. Racism and discriminations are also the main themes of this movie, and for me, it's really upsetting seeing how the story unfolds, and that the fact that this mostly happens, like one of the characters, Tom Robinson, he was an African American, he faced injustice just because of his skin color.
Talking about camera shots, one shot that stood out to me the most was the scene where Atticus Finch was standing in front of the courtroom, and the cameras was pointed at an angle where it was looking up at him. And during this scene, since he was filled in an environment filled with racial tension, and the middle shot also gave us hope that shows uphill battle that he'll face in the coming scenes.
You had a really good analysis there, Anna. After the shot that you talked about, Atticus realized that Jem and Scott Finch were waiting for him there alongside their new friend, Dil Harris. Deva, can you please tell the listeners who Jem and Scott Finch are?
Oh, of course. Jem and Scott Finch, played by Philip Alford and Mary Badham, they are two children of the single father, Atticus Finch. A fun fact to know is that this movie was narrated through the eyes of Scott Finch and her experience of the innocent childhood and the harsh realities of racism that her and her brother witnessed.
You know, many things happened throughout the movie. One memorable part that I clearly remembered was the drama that happened in the courtroom during the trial of Tom Robinson. Do you guys remember that?
Oh yes, I clearly remember that scene.
Tom Robinson is a black man played by Brock Peters, who's accused of beating and raping a young white woman named Magila Ewell. Atticus was the lawyer who was in charge of defending Tom during the situation. The camera motion that was used during this particular scene was a full shot and medium shot with a diegetic sound that captured every motion of Atticus as he delivers his passionate appeal for justice, defending Tom. Because of Atticus' choices, he was definitely earned the anger of quite a few white townspeople, which is honestly pretty bad.
That part of the movie definitely showed the theme and story of racism. Sorry, I'm gonna restart my part real quick. That part of the movie definitely showed the theme and story of racism. It was really hard and really saddening to witness the majority of the people and the law be very biased towards Mayla Ewell because she's white, whilst also being very prejudiced towards Tom Robinson just because he's a black man, and they wouldn't listen or accept to his side of the story. I bet during the scene, Jem and Scout were also feeling the same way since they witnessed the trial up front from the balcony of the courtroom. Here, the camera did a close-up shot of their wide-eyed confusion and disbelief after injustice that had unfolded before them.
I really do feel bad for those kids, you know. Deva, would you like to extend a bit more on how the theme of racism was portrayed in this particular film?
Actually, I have a lot to say about this. Do you remember Bob Ewell? He is the father of Mayla Ewell, and many things can be said about him. He's always very quick to judge, and he discriminates people based on their race. Even though he himself isn't morally upright and bankrupt, he's also a drunkard and an abuser. As what was said by Atticus during his appeal to defend Tom, Bob Ewell is the movie's main antagonist and is arguably very aggressive, we can justify that argument from the last three scenes of the movies where we see Jem Finch being physically attacked. A very confusing camera shot was made there. Different angles and movements were made to depict the harsh and tense conditions that was currently happening. It was very scary in my opinion.
OMG, yes! I remember that scene. It was actually like the most scariest part of the entire movie. Turns out that Bob Ewell was the cause of the horrifying actions that happened. I was terribly worried for Jamie, though, and he was beaten up very badly whilst trying to save and protect his sister Scout from any harm that Bob Ewell could have done. Other than that, there was also an intense background music known as non-diegetic sound used by the producers of the movie to foster suspense and create a more frightening atmosphere.
Well, on the positive side, someone saved Jem and Scout just in time before things got out of hand. Boo Radley, a character who was first introduced to be this scary and possibly this very dangerous man, according to the Finch siblings. However, he helped them get out of the petrifying mess, and his actions allowed the kids to now realize that the rumors they heard from the town were fake and that Boo Radley was just this gentle man who just preferred to be left alone, aka an introvert.
Oh, and not to mention how important Atticus Finch's character is to the plot of the movie, his dedication to protecting Tom Robinson in the face of criticism and hatred from his own community gives a reminder of the value of sticking up for what is right, even though in the face of difficulty. For Jem and Scout, Atticus is an example of hope, teaching them values like bravery, empathy, and justice that sticks with them.
Before this podcast comes to an end, I'd also like to mention the very metaphoric meaning behind the title of the movie, To Kill a Mockingbird. Typically, mockingbirds signify innocence, and the message of the story is the loss of innocence or destruction of one's innocence. In this case, it would be how the Finch siblings lost their childhood due to the environment they were surrounded by. Upon witnessing the trial of Tom Robinson and the racial tension, as well as how biased people were in the courthouse to Mayla Yule just because she was white, and the prejudice towards Tom Robinson because he was black. This showed the kids how harsh the reality of the world was and how unfair black people were treated.
Now, it's actually like really amazing how Boo Radley, who was originally portrayed as a scary and mysterious character, ended up being a hero. The assumptions that were made by the people of Maycom are challenged by his character arc. The film emphasizes the value of empathy and understanding, even for those who might initially appear strange or frightening, through Boo Radley's actions. This discovery offers an emotional ending to the story. Exactly, Anna. I definitely agree with your statement there. And I think this topic that we're talking about now is very important for everyone, especially for this generation who I believe is not that open-minded, but really it depends on the person. And I can never understand those who would judge people based on their race, which I feel like is just a really bad and stupid mindset to have. I think we should really be more inclusive to each other and more understanding and, you know, just live a happy life, make others happy, which I feel like is today's podcast moral lesson. And that's the end. Thank you so much for Deva Anna, who has been an amazing guest, discussing with us about this amazing To Kill a Mockingbird classical movie. I hope to see you guys soon. I hope you guys can come back to this podcast. You guys were amazing. And I feel like the listeners will love you as well. Right, guys? Of course, you guys will love Deva and Anna to be here again. And of course, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening till the end. I hope to see you guys soon in my next podcast. Don't be sick. Eat well. Bye.